With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, because adult males are losers. I mean, like, I thought it was awesome television, and I can enjoy the event for what it is, but, like, people just fawning over Tiger Woods. I've never understood it. I'll never understand it. The guy mistreated people for 20 years.
Everyone loves a comeback.
I guess. I don't know. I mean, look, it's weird because ultimately, like, Roberto, you're sitting next to, like, him and Kyle are two of the biggest bone bags on earth. I mean, him and Kyle yesterday, orgasmic. They both may have reached completion watching this.
I'd say it was pretty close, I'll tell you.
And that's fine. I don't want to take it from you. But, like, is it possible for me to appreciate what I watched? And I, look, I got up, coffee in hand. And the announcers, like, they had, I'll tell you one thing, that broadcast sounded like they had something else in their hand. I had a coffee. I was in position at 9 a.m., I watched every second because Tiger was in it, you know, and once 12 happened, that's where you went, wow, this really could take place. Molinari has finally, because like Molinari wasn't great. He just was saving himself with pars and major, major putts. But once 12 happened, then you knew, okay, this could take place. Then I started rooting for a TV tower to fall on Tiger or, I don't know, like a blimp to fall on him because I'm like, oh, man, like all these dorks who go to the Masters in their Masters shirt who fawn over Tiger and like, Tiger, I love you. And it's like, why? It's like LeBron. Like, to me, LeBron and Tiger are basically the same damn guy. They're both total phonies and potentially sociopaths. And grown men just trip over their garden hoses to adore him.
That's why it was cool to see, like, so I was all hyped up about it and seeing it, and I bring my yes. kids in the room, and I rewind it, and I show them. They're just like, yeah, that's great.
Yeah, super. and I can appreciate the comeback, but no, I don't root for Tiger. No, I don't like Tiger. I never have. So congratulations, and I look, you know what I'm happy about? That I don't have to do those topics anymore. Will Tiger win a major again? 2-4. Oh, my God, it's 10 years of my life. I'm not talking state spring game. Thank God. Dude, did we seriously just have someone call in about the state spring game? Okay. Am I hearing that correctly?
Yeah.
The MSU spring game ranks right around Pistons basketball. We're doing Masters today.
Or the state New Jersey's. What about that? Maybe that's what they're asking you about.
Whoever designed those by Nike should be let go immediately.
The no neon severance, green.
No severance package. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. And you should never be allowed to work in the field of design ever again. Let's move forward. So the Masters yesterday, one of the ultimate TV days ever. Sully, it means a lot to you because you're one of these guys who dangles off Tiger's balls. Go ahead.
Well, and here's the thing. I'd love to see it. And I was kind of thinking the psychology of it and why I love to see it. Here's what I've come up with. I think that the nostalgia of it is what people love first. They love, oh, you know, I remember Tiger back in 2000, 2003, those days winning every single tournament. People wanted to see that Tiger again. Now, look, I personally don't think we're ever going to see that Tiger again. You're talking about a guy that was on another planet. But what we're seeing is a guy who revitalized his career, a Verlander-type thing, where he came back, adjusted some things, and is playing damn good golf. And the other element, you just kind of touched on it, is people love watching comebacks. They love a guy that was down and out, a guy that, look, a lot of it was self-inflicted. He made a lot of mistakes and stuff in his personal life, whatever. But he was at such a rock-bottom place to build back up to win the Masters. I think people were craving to see that happen.
Well, but the other problem, like, I don't even care about that. Take the personal stuff aside. dude mistreated people for 20 years. Hey, really sweet job, Tiger. You just won the Masters and people just want a high five. And he just blows by him. Hey, bro, your kids are like 6 feet behind you. Maybe grab their hand and walk with them. No, you know why? Because Tiger's an egomaniac and he's a phony. So you want to celebrate him? Good. Mike, honestly, I will pay for your therapy to go to a psychologist. You root for LeBron and Tiger. What does that say about you?
Oh, and I've ripped LeBron lately. You know that.
I mean, Roberto, seriously, he roots for two of the biggest oddballs on a planet.
Mike, everyone is rooting for Tiger.
That's
yesterday.
Not true. Friday, everyone called in and said they weren't rooting for him.
Tons of people were rooting for Tiger.
Right.
Tons.
My point is, don't say everybody, or I'll verbally clobber you like I did Friday. Don't say everybody.
The vast majority of people are
so
pumped
why
up.
Is that? Why is that? Tell me why the American public or all of these goobers who take their folding chairs at the Masters and they want to fawn over Tiger. Like, you know what makes me hate Tiger? I don't even think it's him. I think it's the way the media just fawns over him. And I can't figure out why. Like, a player can be awesome, and Tiger was. For a weekend, he was again, no question. But why would you elect to fawn over him? I mean, listening to Nance and Lundqvist and just the, I am motivated to say, oh my, you know what, Vern, do us all a favor. Go to the restroom, take whatever time you need, and when you've fully settled down again, call the rest of the tournament.
I've heard that Nance doesn't even like, or Tiger doesn't like Nance. That there's some relationship problems there.
You know what,
he's
Roberto,
still fawning over him.
I think I enjoyed the event immensely. I enjoyed the quality immensely. I can appreciate the comeback of it, but the rooting for him, I don't get. I just don't.
If I was a huge Tiger supporter like Sully, what two or three things could you say that there's no way he could defend?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, A, he's completely synthetic. He's a phony. Not a good guy. That's before we get to the personal stuff. And after 10 years of the same storyline, I just get tired of it. And I get tired of the media just begging to crown this guy. So I don't know how he would overcome that stuff. It's not my, I don't want to have that debate. I guess I want to know is like, how does the fickle mob not only root for him, but basically just get on their knees for him? It's remarkable to me. And then you're going to get like Golf Boner, who's going to call in today and be mad because I don't celebrate Tiger. I don't have to. I can celebrate that event. That Sunday of television was utterly riveting. I didn't move. I stayed with it. And that's great. But I don't have to like Tiger.
You mentioned some of the personal stuff with him, being a jerk. Obviously, we don't even have to touch on the issues in the past.
I mean, I'm not even talking about the family stuff. He's been a jerk to everybody for 20 years.
But here's the thing. Let me just counter and say this. I don't care. It's like what we talk about in the NFL with certain guys that we've done topics on over the years. I want to watch great golf. I want to watch competitive golf, and I want to watch a guy go out and dominate the field and the Tiger that we used to. I really just don't care if he's a good guy, similar how I feel with guys in the NFL. If you can play, if you have talent, I want to watch
you go
play.
Here's the difference. This is where your argument sucks, and it's unfortunate because it's your lead this week. Mike, we don't celebrate those guys. If you sign Kareem Hunt, no one's going to celebrate him. Hey, I want to root for him. I want to win. But Tiger is celebrated. He is fawned upon. I think the media's behavior as it relates to Tiger Woods is an absolute disgrace. Grown men groveling before this guy. Why? That is the difference. You signed Tariq Hill. I don't think you're running around groveling over him. You'll tolerate his past transgressions because he helps you win. And I don't care. People can root for Tiger. I don't get it.
I think they just really look past all that stuff. And there's no denying some of the stuff that's happened with him in the past, obviously. But I think the other aspect for me, which I haven't hit on yet, is for someone who, you know, I love golf, I love playing golf, I truly believe this is great for the sport of golf. To have people tuned in again, to have people excited. You know what? If you got people that don't otherwise watch golf yesterday, and they even tuned in and saw, hey, there's a lot of other talent here. There's Brooks Koepka, there's Dustin Johnson, there's these other guys that are really talented. I think it's golf needs Tiger because you don't get the golf fans. You don't even get the fringe golf fans that might tune in, but you get a whole nother sector of people who wouldn't otherwise watch, period, that are tuning in and interested in golf. And if that can help the sport a little, that's great.
You're telling me that your love for this man is for the betterment of the sport. Is that the angle you're selling me at 2:10 in the afternoon?
No, my main love for him is the nostalgia and the comeback, but I'm saying it really helps and it's really nice that that people are locked in because I think golf right now needs that attention that Tiger can bring that would not otherwise be there.
So the comeback is the crux of this.
Correct.
That the average dopey American loves the comeback and nothing else matters. Okay, I can go with that. I can work with that. It's the Rocky principle.
And my point with nostalgia feeds right into comeback because I think people desperately want to relive those glory days of Tiger and wearing his Sunday red and dominating every tournament. And what happened yesterday? Guys falling apart when they play with Tiger. I think that comeback
stop,
people want.
Stop that. Tiger had never come back after 54 holes in a major. Stop that narrative.
Well, the point was that people, when they play with Tiger, with the galleries, kind of fall apart.
Yeah, Tiger's presence forced Molinari in the water. I mean, come on. We are just getting warmed up on a Monday. Incredible Sunday at the Masters. I was locked in. I told my very understanding and lovely wife, here's the deal. You're not going to see much of me today. I am essentially a prisoner in our own home. I have a 9 o'clock tea time with the Masters. Brewed a double dose at the Keurig. Got into position. And I locked in. And I can appreciate the event. I do. It was fabulous. It was great television. But I don't have to like Tiger. And I don't. Now, you want to talk about the comeback and the greatest comebacks ever? That's your business. Do it. I'm here for all of it. Just don't expect me to do it with the proverbial erection that CBS crew had. I don't know why people want to fall at his feet. I don't. Guy mistreated everybody for 2 decades. That's before we get to blowing up his own family with sociopathic behavior. So, no. I've just always believed the guy's a complete phony. Always. What he gives to the media and what he actually is. Again, he won the Masters. You'd think he'd be throwing a few high fives out for the thousands that were lined up to the walk to Butler's cabin or whatever? Nah. I can't imagine my father winning the Masters and not walking with me. That's all right. You stay 8 feet in front of your kids. That's a good look. I'm sorry, but that's how I am. I look at stuff like that and I go, this dude hasn't changed.
It's funny. I know you had texted that yesterday. I did notice it when I was watching that his son was walking alone behind him. I thought the same thing. Now, of course, they had the embrace right afterwards, whatever, which is what you'll see on the cameras. But I actually did notice that same thing.
I don't know. It just struck. That's the stuff that strikes me. And I go, this dude hasn't changed at all.
Yeah.
How can people root for him? Can you imagine being there and you're walking? This is the moment of Tiger's life. It really is. All people want is to get a high five from you. I think he did one. One, which is about as many autographs as the guy's ever signed in his life. It's just not for me. Now, for Tiger sycophants like you, this is unreal. Where does it rank among all-time sports comebacks? I don't even know if it's comparable. 4 knee surgeries, 4 back surgeries. Absolute life personal catastrophe. He overcomes all of that with experimental lumbar surgery, fusion surgery. 2 years ago at the Masters dinner, says he's done. It's remarkable. Believe me, that's evident. The celebration of something is different than the acknowledgement of something. Oh, I acknowledge what we watched. That was sports theater. It really was. What I don't get, though, is my fellow man, so to speak. The people, like the galleries and the way they react to Tiger, it's very similar to like LeBron. And I don't get it. Like I can say LeBron is the greatest basketball player I've ever seen. Tiger is the greatest golfer I've ever seen. Okay, done. There's no argument. But I don't root for either. I don't find either redeeming in any way, shape, or form. Yet, the masses will trip over themselves. Now, only now has LeBron gone full radioactive. I don't think Tiger will ever reach that point. I don't think Tiger ever lost the masses. I mean, he took a pounding in the press, but make no mistake, look at how the press handles him now. So that's kind of the thing I'm more interested in. Like, oh, wow, it was a great comeback. Water's wet. Yeah, like what else are we supposed to say? I think if you didn't watch it, you missed one of the sporting events of the year. And I watched every single shot. Locked in. Yes, God, here, like people will, oh, there's no way. I missed the first 2.5 quarters of Celtics basketball for this. Just simply said, I'm not changing it. I just,
and
no.
And despite your hate for Tiger, you did enjoy watching, correct?
Did you not listen to anything I just said?
No, I did. I'm just saying overall from a standpoint of the other players and stuff too.
Yeah, like I find Brooks Koepka a lot more interesting to root for. Molinari from a country with 100,000 total golfers and 200 courses. Much more interesting. The young guys like Dustin Johnson went on a huge run. You know, learning about some of these other dudes like Cantley and Xander Schauffele. Like, there are so many unbelievable golfers under the age of 30. I don't have a need for Tiger. But I like that he was in it. I told you, I wanted him in it, but I wanted him to lose. But no, why would I change my opinion? I did not feel a heartwarming sensation when he won it. I didn't. I find him totally synthetic. That's my opinion. That's how I feel. And many people share that opinion.
And the reason I say that, just from the standpoint of the golf, from the golf buzz type angle of it, do you think you watching yesterday and enjoying it, is that in any way going to make you continue watching golf in the future? Or is it kind of a situation where it's, if Tiger's in it in the future, that's when you would really be locked in?
I enjoy the majors, and I enjoy Sunday at the majors. And whether he's there or not, I've made a habit in the last 5 years of really diving in. In my 20s, no way. Never. Hated it. But yeah, I mean, Mike, I'm good because I think the landscape of golf has changed. No longer is it that stodgy, you know, 40-year-old white dude. There's this collection of young, I mean, incredible players.
And that's right there. That's why it's going to be extremely difficult for anyone who says Tiger is officially back. He's going to be like he just was. There's so much depth in these fields nowadays where you have, let's be clear here. Tiger, you know, wasn't exactly comfortable on 18 with how he bogeyed that to win it.
You needed Koepka to hit the putt.
Yeah.
In order to put the pressure on him.
Absolutely.
I was just convinced, certainly by 15, but at 12, when Molinari hits the drink and Koepka hits the drink, you go, this isn't just an opportunity. It's being handed to him. So, look, the drama was awesome. Again, far cry of saying that the drama is not amazing. But yeah, the rooting for him, I don't get. I don't. I find Tiger to be like Michigan football. I just don't get the obsession.
Except Tiger actually won something important.
Yeah, you're right. He only went a decade between winning something. Michigan's gone about 70 years.
Yeah, since 97, right? That's the last time Michigan won the national title, and that was when Tiger won the major, the Masters as well.
Yeah, by the way, I mean, I'll give you an example later, but it's a nitpick, but it just shows you again, the dude's so synthetic. Go ahead.
The one thing I do want to say and respond to with your question about why people love him, man, I said it last segment, I'm not going to list the reasons why I personally root for him again, but what I do find interesting with that question specifically is when you look at it, it is funny. What I'll say about that, it's funny because it's not just people rooting for him, it's people losing their damn minds over it.
There's the key.
Not only from a course standpoint, not only from the patrons, as they said a million times yesterday on the broadcast, not only from the...
It's so snobby.
It is. That was over the top, by the way.
Into the gallery. Oh, the patrons.
It's never a person or a fan or a spectator. It's always a patron. But not only people on the course, people watching at home, people just freaking out over him winning. And I love seeing him win. But it's interesting because he has had so many problems, and it's clear that people just completely overlook it. They just want him to win regardless of all the stuff from the past, when you can make the argument, and it's kind of what you're doing, you can make the argument that it's not exactly like this guy's been such a great guy over the years, but people just put everything aside and root for him.
It's not like people have amazing fan interactions with this cat. That's what I'm talking about.
No, and it's, believe me, I used to work the Buick Open every single year.
Oh, for God's sakes.
I could share with you stories that I've heard about Tiger, which I won't on the air. But it's...
Oh, okay, but yet you're a sycophant. The psychology of you is remarkable.
But you know there's so many Tiger fans and sycophants yesterday that
Bro,
were pumped up.
I know, and it's people's reaction that I'm really interested in. Why do you feel the way you feel? It's amazing. It's why this is such an interesting topic.
Yeah.
We'll get the phone calls. I really wanted to encapsulate that in two segments. Now we can do the business with the people. 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.